Hey everybody, Adrian here from Lifehouse Church in Tokyo, and I'm so pumped to be able to share God's word with you today. And I wanted to welcome you to church. If you are new to Lifehouse Church, welcome. We're so glad that you're connecting with us. And Lifehouse is an international church, and church is a family. Church is a community. We are a community that is full of joy. We are a community that has vision and purpose. We are passionate about following Jesus, and that is what we are centered around, following and sharing this great love of Jesus. And I want to just say welcome to you. It's so great that you are connecting with us. And I love this church. I love this community. I love being a part of Lifehouse Church. I've been part of this church for over 4.5 years, and I absolutely love being a part of this community. And wouldn't you agree that life is better together? Life is so much better when we have other people in our lives. You and I were created to do life together. We were never meant to do life alone. We were meant to do life in community. We were meant to do life with other people, good people that are on a good journey as we are following Jesus. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, is that life is better together, that life is much better when we are on a journey with other people. And most importantly, I want to talk about the power of being part of a community of faith, a community of people that believe and trust in Jesus and can pray with you and stand with you in prayer. And so my key scripture that I want to share with you today is out of Matthew 18, verse 19 to 20. This is Jesus speaking, he's teaching, and he says this. He says, "I also tell you this, if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them." And this is such a powerful promise, such an incredible promise from Jesus, but also an invitation to say, come, connect with community, gather around with other people that are following me, that are following Jesus, and come into agreement and ask me to do amazing things, and you're going to see miracles. And I love that about church. I love that about community. And at Lifehouse Church, we call these connect groups. Don't you love connect group? I love being a part of a connect group. And so connect groups is a smaller group of people that are connecting. They're doing life together. They're praying together. They're celebrating life together and are on a journey of learning together to follow Jesus. And there are so many amazing things that come with being part of a connect group. But the thing I want to talk today, share with you about, is the power of being part of a connect group and what happens when a connect group prays together. And what happens, like this scripture says, when two people or a group of people agree on anything and ask God to do it, we're going to see miracles. And we are going to see so many miracles. We're going to see people being healed. We're going to see people receiving new jobs and salvation of friends and family members as we, as a community, come together and pray. And the reality is, friends, that on a journey, even if you're on a good journey, you are going to face challenges. I remember when I was, I think it was about 19 years old or 19 or 20, I went on a road trip with my friend. It was about a 1,200 kilometer road trip. We're going to do it in one day. So we got up early and we left, and it was a good journey. It was smooth sailing. It was great. It was beautiful surroundings that we were surrounded by. But one section we were going through, it was in the middle of nowhere, and something in his wheel alignment or something, I can't remember the details, but we saw sparks and the car started shaking, so we had to pull over, and we realized that we can't drive this car, and we got out our cell phones and we were out of cell phone reception, and we were stranded in the middle of nowhere. But amazingly, like about 15 minutes later, this other car was coming past, and we waved them down, and they pulled over, and it was actually a friend of this guy that I was traveling with. It was somebody that he knew. It was amazing, and this guy was able to take us into the next town. We were able to get a tow truck and take the car and get it fixed and continue on our road trip. And that's the thing, is even on a good journey, so as followers of Jesus, we're on a good journey. We're on a good journey with Jesus, and there's prosperity and there's blessing. But Jesus did tell us that even on this good journey, we're going to face hardship. We're going to experience suffering. We're going to experience challenges on this journey. As we are we pursuing Jesus, we want to do great things with our lives. We're going to face challenges. And that's when we need people. We need community. We need others around us that can encourage us and pray with us. And we need to be there for others. I love that about being part of a connect group, is that when I am in need, when I need breakthrough, when I need prayer, I can ask my brothers. I can say, hey guys, can you pray for me? And I know that they will pray for me and encourage me. But I also love it that I can be there for them. That when there's crisis or a challenge in their life, I can be there for them. I can pray for them. And this is why I love Connect Group. And I want to share an amazing story with you today from the life of Jesus, a story of healing, just a powerful story that for me illustrates the power of a group of friends praying together and what happens when a group of friends pray together. So this story is recorded in three of the Gospels. You can read it in Matthew 9, verse 8 to 11. You can read it in Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. Or you can read it in Luke 5, verse 17 to 26. So the story is recorded from three eyewitnesses, and they're sharing what they remember of this incredible miracle of Jesus. So we're not going to read it together today. We're going to watch a clip from The Chosen of this scene, of this amazing miracle. And so let me just share a little bit about this situation. So Jesus had been preaching. He had been going around and preaching, and many were experiencing healing. He was healing those with leprosy, those who were blind. He was healing those who were crippled and paralyzed. And it was just amazing. God was moving in power through Jesus, and it was incredible miracles. And many people had been healed and were now sharing their story. Many had witnessed people being healed and were sharing stories. And so the word was spreading about Jesus, this healer. Word was spreading around town and from city to city. People were telling their story, and the word was spreading about Jesus. And there was this group of friends, and one of their friends was paralyzed. One of their friends had been born paralyzed, and this group of friends started hearing stories, and they were like, and they had seen and witnessed miracles themselves, and they were like, we need to get our friend to Jesus. We need to get this friend who's never walked before. He's never experienced the sensation of being able to stand and walk. And they were desperate for their friend. They loved their friend. This was their close friend that they wanted to introduce to Jesus to experience a miracle. And so these friends, they heard that Jesus was in town. He was at somebody's house teaching. So they got together and they picked up their friend and they carried their friend on a stretcher to Jesus. But they get to the house and there's so many people listening to Jesus, and they're like, what do we do? How do we get in to take our friend to Jesus? And eventually they decide to go up in the roof and they get Jesus' attention. And we're going to watch the clip now, but I want you to notice that in both the man who's paralyzed, but also in the eyes and the faces of those who are the friends, how there's a sense of desperation, but also this anticipation and the faith of what is Jesus going to do. And so I want us to watch this clip and just see the incredible miracle that Jesus is about to do. What is going to happen? Let's enjoy this this video clip together.
Cannot be hid. And if it were nighttime, Zebedee wouldn't light his lamp and put it under a basket. Put it on the stand where it could light us all.
Jesus of Nazareth! I saw what you did to the leper on the road this morning. My friend has been paralyzed since childhood. He has no hope but you. Please, do for him what you did for the leper.
That's a rope!
Put it back, man!
You are willing, Rabbi. I know you can do this.
Jesus!
your tablet at least.
Harry! Is he in danger?
I don't know. No, I don't think so.
He's got room in there?
Yes.
Can you believe we're really here for this?
Yes.
You teach? Answer me.
If you are willing, Rabbi, you know you can.
Hey, I'm talking to you. By whom do you teach? Certainly not the authority of any rabbi from Nazareth. Where did you study?
Your faith is beautiful. Son, take heart. Your sins are forgiven. Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Right. But I ask you, which is easier to say? Your sins are forgiven, or rise up and walk? It's easy to say anything, no? But to show you, and so that you may know that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins, I say to you, my son, rise. Pick up your bed.
Oh, wasn't that amazing? I just love Jesus. Come on, let's just celebrate Jesus. Isn't Jesus amazing? I've watched that clip so many times, and every time I'm so deeply moved by, first of all, the compassion that Jesus has for these incredible people, but also the power and the authority that Jesus speaks with in bringing forgiveness to this guy and causing him to stand up. Didn't you love that moment where he looks down at his toe and his toe starts like twitching, and he realizes the first time he's ever moved his toe, the first time he's ever felt that sensation, and he gets up, and this is the first time this man has ever stood by himself. And that is the power of Jesus. And this, my friends, is why I love Connect Groups, because that guy was unable to get to Jesus by himself. He needed other people. He needed a community. He needed good friends around him to bring him to Jesus. And when he did, he experienced a miracle. And I just love that about church. I love that about Connect Groups. And We've got so many great stories from our connect groups. There's this one story is this great young guy from Tokyo. His name is Yuhei. And when he first became a Christian at Lifehouse Church, he joined a connect group, and he had obviously started hearing people sharing about healing and reading the stories about Jesus. And his grandmother was diagnosed with cancer, and he loved her. He had a good relationship with her. And he felt like, hey, I'm going to ask my connect group, can we pray for my grandmother? So he shared this with the connect group, and the guys started praying together. They started like week after week after week, just praying together, praying and agreeing together and bringing their request before Jesus and praying. But one day God spoke to Yuhei that he needs to go to your grandmother and lay hands on her and pray for her. And so he did, and he shared that with his group, and he went and he prayed for her. And a few weeks later, she was tested again, and she was completely healed of cancer. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? This is the power of praying together with a community of people. And even more recently, I heard a story of one of the great Filipino guys here in one of our connect groups in Tokyo. And his aunt back in the Philippines, she was also diagnosed with cancer. And he shared this with the connect group, and the guys got together and they prayed, and they would week after week, they would be praying for him and praying for his aunt. And eventually she experienced healing. Jesus healed her. She went and had tests done, and she was completely free of cancer. And that, my friends, is why I love connect groups, because even on a good journey, you are going to face challenges. You're going to have people in your life that are going to face challenges. And just like those friends in the video, we can bring those things before Jesus. We can come into agreement and ask Jesus to do miracles, and he's going to do it. And it's going to be amazing. And even different, there's so many great stories. And I'm going to share two more with you. There's this great girl, part of our prayer dream team. She'd been studying for many years, and she was reaching to her final exams to finish her course. And she was getting a bit stressed out. It was long hours. She had to do a lot of studying. And every time she felt discouraged and felt like giving up, she would share this with the dream team and say, "Hey guys, I'm tired. I feel like I'm stressed out." And the team would pray for her and encourage her. And she said every time the team did that, she felt encouraged. She felt strengthened and ready to go again. And this year she finished her exam. She passed. She did really well. And it was just amazing to see her being strengthened by God, being a part of a community. And so life is better together. I want to share one final story with you. We have got a great couple here in Lifehouse in Tokyo called Don and Misa. They got two beautiful daughters. And last year, one of their youngest daughter had a tragic accident. She was playing and she fell down and she hit her head really hard, and she was unconscious. She stopped breathing at one point, and they phoned an ambulance and rushed her to hospital. And I remember receiving a text on our group chat, our Connect group chat, and Don just said, "My daughter's been in an accident. She's critical. Please pray." And I remember in that moment just being able to stop, and my wife and I got together and we prayed. We cried out to Jesus. It felt like we were those four friends bringing Don and his family and his daughter before Jesus and saying, "Jesus, we know you can do this." And all the guys in the Connect group started messaging, "Don, we're praying. Don, we're praying. Don, we're praying." And it was story after story of just guys praying and community. And Mrs. Connect Group was praying. And it was over the next few weeks, we continued to pray. But as we were praying, we saw miracle after miracle after miracle as Jesus did amazing things in this beautiful girl's life. And now she's completely healed. She's restored, she's growing, and it's been an amazing miracle to see what Jesus has done. And this is why I love Connect Groups. This is why I want to invite you to be a part of a community. You need community. I need community. Just like that crippled man, he needed friends to take him to Jesus. But not only that, not only do you need community, but a community needs you. And I love that about Connect Group. There are times that I can share with the guys, "Hey guys, please pray for me. I need breakthrough in this area." But there are other times that these guys can pray for me, and I can pray for them. And so that's the beauty of community. I need you and you need me. And so you need connect group, but there's also a group of people that need you to come and join them and pray with them. And my final thought on this is, what's the difference then between a connect group and a social club? And for me, the key is our faith in Jesus. We are centered around following Jesus, centered on our faith in Jesus. And remember that beautiful moment in the story where the Pharisees are like talking to Jesus, but he looks up at the friends and he says, "Your faith is beautiful." And I love this in Mark 2, verse 5. This is Jesus speaking in that story. He says, "When Jesus saw how much faith they had, he said to the paralyzed man, 'Young man, your sins are forgiven.'" I just loved that moment. And just you could see the relief and the joy in that man's face. But this is the thing, is that Jesus responded to their faith. And Connect Groups is a community of faith. We have faith in Jesus. And I want to encourage us as we launching into June, a new semester of Connect Groups. Let us come together as a community. Let's come together in faith. Let's come together. Let's share good news. Let's share prayer requests. Let's study God's word together so that we can follow Jesus together. And I want to encourage all of us who are part of Connect Groups, let us believe for miracles. Let us bring our requests with faith this semester. Let's remember this truth that when we agree on anything, God is going to do it. And I believe that we're going to see more healings, more miracles, more salvation, more breakthrough, more financial breakthrough, more jobs being opened up, more just amazing things that Jesus is going to do as we come together and we pray and ask God to do amazing things. But I want to welcome you. I want to invite you, if you've once been part of a Connect Group but haven't been in the past season or have never been part of a Connect Group, I want to invite you, come and be a part of community. Come and be a part of a faith community. There is a group of people that want to welcome you, and you need those people, but those people need you as well. So I want to welcome you and join a community. I know it can be intimidating sometimes meeting a new group of people. Even on Zoom, you're like, who are these people? And all of a sudden you pop up and there's all these new faces you've never met. I know it's intimidating, but these are great people. They're good people. They will invite you in, and you're gonna grow, and you're gonna meet new people, and you're gonna grow in your faith in Jesus, but also you're going to be able to pray for others and ask others to pray for you and see miracles. So come and join a Connect Group. The best way that you can do it and find the right group for you is go to mylifehouse.com/connect-groups. Select your campus, and when you select your campus, there will be a few other questions like your gender, your life stage, your preferred language, and you could just choose those different things, and then a few groups will be suggested for you, and you can look at those groups. You can message the leader will connect with you. They'll even set up a Zoom time to get to know you before you can join the group, and if you have some questions. So whatever it is, we would love to help you. We are here to help you get into community. And if you're not quite sure, some of the newer campuses don't have locations there, just message right now in the chat, "I want to join a Connect Group." One of the leaders would love to help you. But I just want to say, come and be a part of a Connect Group. It's going to be amazing. We're going to continue to see Jesus do amazing things. So I'd love to pray for you, and just pray for this next semester of Connect Groups. Jesus, thank you that we can be a part of a family, that your church is a family. And thank you for new people that are connecting with us. Thank you that you are adding new people to us every day. New people are being added. And I pray that you bless our Connect Groups. God, we want to see more miracles. We want to see more healing, more job breakthroughs and financial breakthroughs and marriages restored through as we get together as a community and we pray. I pray for your people. I pray for those who have not join the Connect Group. I pray that you lead them, Jesus. Help them find the right Connect Group. And I pray for your blessing on your people in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd love to pray for one more group of people. And we watched this great movie, about Jesus. We saw him saying to this man, your sins are forgiven. And I've been talking about church, and we centered around following Jesus. And I want to invite you to come and follow Jesus. Maybe you've never made a decision to follow Jesus. You've never made a decision to put your faith in Jesus. And I want to let you know that God loves you, and he has an incredible plan and purpose for your life. And when we put our faith in Jesus, he forgives us, because you and I, we've made mistakes, we've messed up, and that's called sin. But when we put our faith in Jesus, Jesus forgives us of our sins, and we become a new creation, and we start walking in this incredible journey with him. And so I want to invite you, all you need to do is just believe in your heart and say, yes, Jesus, I want to follow you. So I want to count to three, and I would love to pray for you. One, God loves you so much. Two, he has an incredible plan and purpose for your life. Three, if you want to make that decision, just say yes in your heart right now. Awesome. Come on. I know that so many of you have made that decision. It's the best decision that you will ever make. And I'd love to pray for you right now. Jesus, thank you for these amazing people. Thank you that you love them. Would you forgive them? Would you come into their life? And would you fill them with your love right now, in Jesus' name? Amen, amen, amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And why don't you go right now onto mylifehouse.com/connect groups. Find a connect group. We are starting in June. We're going to have an amazing two-month semester. It's going to be awesome. So enjoy the rest of your day.